here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 255 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. We'll get to all the debauchery in just a moment, but do yourself and us a favor and go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and give us a like over there. It helps validate us. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks, and most importantly, go join our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. If you do that, then you know when we do horrible things like this ahead of time. Joining me for episode 255 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, 50 Shades Darker, is one Logan Barnes.
What's going on, Josh? I enjoyed my shower after that movie.
I could have used like four for various reasons.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid some horrible person would have joined me in the shower.
Just automatically while you had your clothes on.
Yeah, and like wanted to draw lipstick on me or something. Here's a roadmap. Here's my roadmap to my heart, one James Stratton.
I'm not letting you put that in my butt.
God.
The worst part about that was she was like, I'm not letting you put that in my butt.
But.
I'm just being like, listen to my vocal fry. My butt.
My butt.
Yeah, anyway. So this week's episode is 50 Shades Darker, if you didn't know.
Darker.
Oh, if the butt thing didn't tip you off, then no.
And the music.
It's a hot button issue.
Cuckoo ca-choo, Mrs. Robin.
You are one cuckoo ca-choo, Logan Barnes. What episode number was 50 Shades of Grey the last time we did this? Episode one.
Was it 153, I want to say?
Lord, it's something like that. I was going to say 153 or 151 or something like that.
It's a long time ago.
Anyway, we have established the precedent that we will go and watch 50 Shades of Grey, any of the horrible 50 Shades movies, which that is both of them that have now been released, and we will release our commentary on it.
151 was
episode 151, as four dudes go watch 50 Shades of Grey. It was a great review. It broke the website there for a bit, and someone thought it was so potent that they hacked the website and removed it. You dudes know who I'm talking about.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, baby. It's back. Gosh. And so is this.
Yeah, we're going to spoil the mom jeans.
We are going to
out of this movie.
We are going to spoil because you should
not go.
You I don't know.
Save yourself some money.
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch this without pants on your pleather couch all you want.
Follow the ant trail.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And just take those things out after a while, otherwise it hurts. I don't care what they do in the movies. All right. Gosh. Oh man.
Benoit.
I tell you, I don't know if I was like slightly looking forward to this or for some reason in my mind I thought it would be okay.
Oh, I knew it wouldn't be okay. Hands down, I knew it wasn't going to be okay.
I needed a safe word for this movie.
The only redeeming factor from the first movie was not involved in this movie.
Yeah, Charlie Tango. What they killed in 5 seconds.
No, I'm talking about real life.
Can't watch the sequel.
I'm talking about in real life. Sam Taylor Johnson, the indie art house director.
If you go back and
made some great movies in her time.
Right. If you go back and listen to episode 151 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, where we reviewed 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't think we can. I think it's off.
No, it's just out of order because it had to go back in because somebody worked it up the ding ding. So if you go back and you listen to that review, you will hear that was like the best thing that we had to say about the movie was the cinematography of 50 Shades of Grey.
The shots were great.
The shots, yeah.
Oh, like in that plane and stuff. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like she set up beautiful shots. Like she's a great director. However, her and what's her name? The
E.L. James.
The woman who never even heard of, you know, BDSM until she Googled it.
Some fourth grader what wrote this series.
Gosh.
She had words with Sam Taylor Johnson because Sam Taylor Johnson rewrote the script to make it a coherent story, and James did not like that. So they butted heads, and Sam Taylor Johnson was like, look, I'm not under contract. I'm done.
Can you blame her?
No.
No. Well, it's not just that, like...
However, the two leads, who absolutely hate each other, were under contract, and they had to go back and do two more movies.
Oh, man.
And they had to be a lot more physical with each other in this one than they did the
previous.
Now,
that's another thing. You know, Universal said in many news, like outlines and stuff, they said this movie does not have any more sex and nudity than the first one.
Well,
and
that is a lie.
We say nay, nay.
Yeah.
Because
there is a lot more.
Is naked for like 60% of the movie.
Like, there were several times where she got up to just walk around.
Yeah, just naked.
Topless. Just like, and you're like,
what's the point?
What is the point other than you want to show off your boobs, which aren't that great?
We're guys and we like, you know, gratuitous nudity, but, you know, in a movie like that, you're just like, what?
Well, see, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the thought behind, and it was the same way in 50 Shades, the thought behind the nudity in this series, because, like,
it has no artistic point.
Well, no, it has zero artistic point, and... Okay, so we're just going to look at some boob. We're going to... What's her name? I can't ever... Dakota Johnson?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. She, like...
Don Johnson's daughter? I guess.
Well...
I don't know who she is.
Whoever's kid...
She's got a famous mom.
Well, she has a terrible ability. I can tell you that.
Oh,
but
she's
like,
a horrible actor.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like... I thought multiple times during this movie, I wonder if she gets paid more for the nudity. Like, I wonder if she gets paid more if she has X amount of topless scenes in the movie, because, like, here we see, like, her boobs out most of the time.
Oh, it is Don Johnson.
Yeah, well.
And Melanie Griffith.
Well, I got a vice to pick with you, Don. You should have left that one up in the old gun.
Who?
Don. Yeah. It shouldn't.
Devil's advocate, I think Dakota Johnson is pretty, so that's me.
But she's not physically appealing, though. She's just not. I mean, did you? Here we go. Welcome back to episode whatever of How to Date Logan Barnes. Were you aroused by her at all? Was it sexually appealing? Yeah, no. Yeah, no, not at all.
It could have been the movie.
No, I don't know. It just wasn't.
You're asking the wrong guy here, man.
I know. It wasn't done properly.
I'm looking at her filmography, and she was in the very last episode of The Office.
Yeah,
she's Kevin's replacement.
Yeah.
I never pieced that together.
Yeah, she killed The Office.
Yep,
it was her. Anyway,
it's her fault.
So, like, she's just boobing out all over the place, and old Christian Grey. Like, I'm not advocating to see peen or anything else like that, but like, it doesn't make much sense that dude just like never takes off his pants for any of this.
At all.
Ever.
I was like, how many pairs of pants did he ruin?
Yeah.
And stain.
Well, I mean, he has...
Oh, God.
He has a ridiculous amount of money. But, I mean,
how
like...
How much did we figure up that he made?
He says it in this movie,
yeah,
but it was wrong.
Yeah, he says he makes like $24,000 every 15 minutes, which in the book he says he makes $100,000 an hour, roughly.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the same thing.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a plot device.
And it was something like $18 million a year or some garbage like that that I totaled up.
Minus taxes now.
No, I bet he doesn't pay taxes.
He doesn't pay taxes. He's corporate. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, so like you get some buttocks with Christian Grey. Not that that's anything special, but like...
Oh, and you get the road map.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, here, Dakota Johnson, we're going to ask you to bear it all for everything. And then you, Christian Grey, you and your small stimulus package there, we're not going to do anything with, apparently. It's just, it's weird. Like, the choices are very weird.
I'm just wondering why you're talking about his junk right now.
Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that they would show the things that they showed in, like,
well, it's Hollywood, man. You can't get away with showing a ding ding.
What bull crap! You can't. You can put a ding ding in there every now and then.
If it's a comedy, it's acceptable.
Now that makes
no
sense.
A ding ding is acceptable in a comedy, but not in a drama or a romance.
Well, that's borked right up the ding ding.
The most dramatic ding ding that I remember is from Walk Hard when they're all in the hotel.
That guy's like standing there in front of the
dude,
camera.
Dude, you seen my sandal? He like just walks in from, because they do everything to not show a dong like leading up to that, and then he just walks in from the side.
Or there's Bruno where he's swinging his ding ding around.
No.
And then it goes straight out of the camera, zooms in on the ding ding's head, and it says, Bruno!
Oh, no. Oh, you can show a penis, but no vagina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they just made bad choices.
I'm just saying, they don't. That normally, Ding Dings are saved for comedies.
But, yeah, $87 million a year. That's what we calculated Christian Grey is making. They showed the base last time, and they didn't even show that much.
Oh, here it is.
God,
it,
why do you remember that?
Because that was a joke we made. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. If it's R-rated, you can basically do anything. You just can't show erect penis. This is the thing with a penis. Holds out hands with fingers curled and slowly flattens his palms. It's like R in 17. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but like basically,
well, I mean,
they could have shown something, but they, for some reason, and I'm not advocating for it. It just doesn't make any sense directorial.
Look at Forgetting Sarah Marshall. At the beginning of that movie, when Jason Segel is like going to surprise his woman, and he is like fresh out of the shower, he drops trowel and starts slapping it against his leg, and then she breaks up with him, and he spends the entire opening scene butt naked on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding out.
Well, but it wasn't.
He was slapping it on his leg.
Yeah, but it wasn't at attention.
No, it was not.
There you go.
It was not at attention.
Well, I mean, like, I understand them not showing it in this because, like, it's supposed to be, you know, a softcore movie. So, like, how good's it going to be if they're, like, doing this hot scene and he just pulls out his flopper right there? Christian Grey has ED.
Well, here's the
I need a Viagra.
Here's the thing. I'm not expecting there to be a flopper on the sideline.
Why are we talking about waiters?
Here's the thing. There were multiple times where a dude just, like, strolls through there after they've got it on. Where's, like, A, in her apartment where she has one sheet on her bed. You know, like, they, like, carefully don't show it. Where it's not like it would be like his little temporary shelf or anything. It just, it doesn't make any sense why they made the choices that they did. I mean, like,
y'all just got an obsession with wieners.
They cut out the ice cream scene, by the way, from the...
Okay. So, anyway. So,
yeah, so Logan, once again, has read the book.
Well, yes. Okay.
God!
If you recall from the first one, Logan, on his own volition, read 50 Shades of Grey.
We had no idea he was doing
until that. Until we got to the podcast, and he was like, so I read the book, guys. What?
No, we knew at the movie, because he was like, hey, Charlie Tango's the best character. We're like, who? Who is Charlie Tango?
You will meet Charlie Tango.
His helicopter. Like, how do you know... You read the books.
No,
guys, I did read the books, I swear.
And you tried to start 50 Shades Darker, but you couldn't. And then you had to do it for this.
Yeah, so. I had to read it for this.
Okay, so let's talk about the book for a minute. How terrible is this book?
Oh, God, guys. The first one, my theory behind this is that she wrote the first one.
Twilight fan fiction.
It was
Twilight
like, fan fiction. Holy God, I made a bunch of money.
I think her publisher was like, you need to change this, you need to edit this, you need to polish this. I think it was way more cleaned up. But when they were like, this is amazing, it's selling half a billion copies, we need to go ahead
get
and just do the second one.
Do we get
she took what she had, and there was very little cleanup time spent on it. Because the quality drop is very noticeable.
What you mean is that someone else didn't help her write this one.
Yeah. It went from like...
C grade
tolerable
to
like
C grade.
Yeah, it went from like tolerable Harlequin romance novel to like a pile of garbage written by an eighth grader.
I have heard that 50 Shades Freed is worse.
Well, I'll find out next year.
Oh my God.
I can't wait for you to read that book.
So, oh man.
How long did it take you to read the book?
I read it in like 3 days. Like it did not take me a long time at all. Like it's simple words.
Yes, it
and,
is.
Like her descriptions of the naughty stuff are so bad that it's just like you mindlessly scroll through it. You don't even bother to read.
They
I mean, like, you just,
oh, man, skee ball.
You roll over, like, 70% of the book just because it's so poor. I mean.
Compare it to, like.
But she's not poor now.
No, she's not. She's stupid, too. Compare it to, like.
Yeah.
What do you think is the worst Harry Potter book?
Why are you even putting those in the same category?
Because they're both ridiculous fiction.
I didn't like Half-Blood Prince because it had bad pacing, but I don't like this book because it's just horribly written.
It's just bad.
It's like comparing a rotten orange to a piece of delicious fried chicken that's slightly dry.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you read this book, you probably have as much sexual experience as this woman does. could you tell that she had no clue what she was talking about?
Yes. I mean, like, really?
I mean, it's obviously she cut and pasted a lot of stuff from Google.
I mean, she...
It is the most vanilla.
She has a very basic idea of anatomy. She
boobs.
She owns like the Urban Dictionary thesaurus of dongle parts. Like, it's
Christian removed his male parts.
He whipped out his thing. Like, it, a lot of the time she doesn't even describe stuff. Like, it's just, you know, it happens.
Action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, P's and V's, man. P's and V's.
Now, let's just say this. Just to clarify, in case you've stumbled upon this episode, we're not like, we don't add it like promote sports or anything else like that. Yeah. Like, we're taking a total, you know, objective what? Approach to this.
We've done more 50 Shades of Grey podcasts than we have sports podcasts.
That's correct.
Yeah, we have.
That
yeah.
is very
we've
true.
Done a Super Bowl podcast.
Yeah.
And 2 50 Shades podcasts.
So how bad did you think this movie was going to be based off the book?
Okay, I read the first one, and the movie turned out to be significantly better than the book.
The director's
whoa!
Fault?
The first one...
That's because of the director.
Yeah,
that's
the true. Shots were great. She had crafted it from a pile of garbage to a coherent story.
To a less steamier pile of garbage.
Yeah. And then, like, this one, it matched the book, and that was a bad thing. Like, I went into this with, like, I was expecting more of the toning down, mm-hmm. the adjustment, the...
There was at one point where Logan leaned over and went, holy God, they're doing it from the book. I was like, oh, this can't be good.
Is that the part where she was like... I'm not going to let you put that in my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has yeah. these things that he does things with. And I was like,
you got to get them wet first.
I was reading
open
it.
Open your mouth.
It was different because in the book, if I recall correctly, he puts them in his mouth first and not. Yeah. God, I lost my train of thought. This is so bad. That scene in particular, when I was reading the book, I thought, there's no way they're going to use this. And then, like, it happens.
And then
it's like 35 then, minutes into the movie.
Then the director was like, hold my beer.
Pretty much.
Oh,
because, like,
God.
On another level, I thought this scene isn't going to work because a lot of the stuff she goes through with that particular experience is in her head. And, uh-huh. like, it's the descriptions of...
Well, that
know.
Was the same thing from the first book.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is all internal, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
her internal dialogue.
Because it's a first person story.
Well,
so.
didn't they
like Twilight.
Didn't they yeah. Didn't they have a reference for that in the first movie or the book? Like, it was her something?
Oh, no. Like, in the book, they always address her inner goddess, which is like
yes.
this weird caricature that she imagines of like this toga clad lady on a lounge chair couch Nuh-uh. Thing. Yeah.
Eating grapes.
Okay,
that
hold
must
on.
Be, that must be Gray's mother's like...
She makes these really stupid comments when they're about to, like, you
bone.
Know, bone, yeah. Let me
what
see.
Doing if, it?
Okay, yeah, here's a line that I sent my friend because we were joking about this stupid book.
This is in the second one.
Yeah, this is in the second one. This is her inner monologue as they're about to do it. Oh, yes, my inner goddess performs a perfect triple sow cow in her ice skates.
That is dead air, people.
Which is not a thing that happens much around here.
Yeah.
But see,
yeah.
The sad thing is there are kooky women out there that think like that.
Yeah.
There are kooky men out there that think like that. Not trying to be sexist at all. We're not trying to be sexist about this at all. It's just garbage.
It's a bunch of
when you have a
culture
you,
women.
If you're
the demographic. Look, I watched the people coming today to see this movie.
Yeah, you did. And we heard it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some
did.
Of that, too. There's a reason we have dehumidifiers in those auditoriums. Hey-o!
Don't ever turn on the lights!
It's older women who... I don't know if they're unhappy in their relationships.
When we walked
or
in...
if they have an idea of what they wish their relationships would be.
When we walked in, the first couple that I noticed that was there was like a 70-year-old man and woman.
You also heard, I heard them laughing whenever you guys walked in.
Yeah, yeah. I made a funny joke
yeah.
when we walked
yeah.
in. Because we walked in a little late to the movie had already started and I needed to...
You were about 5 minutes late. That's all. You didn't miss much.
We missed Jose's, the start of Jose's art exhibit.
Yeah.
No way, Jose.
Oh, man. Anyway, Jose.
Luckily, no one almost died this time.
Yeah.
And the movie didn't get paused.
That we know of. I mean, they could have just died up there. But so, like, in our viewing, it was a lot of older women.
Yep.
Yep.
They brought their husbands.
And that's odd. Like, for the it's later weird, set, man. The later set, there were only four guys. Well, we counted. For the 6:55 show, there were four guys.
How many you think are at the late show? Any dudes?
I don't think hardly any.
Oh. You know, I initially thought that 50 Shades would spank Lego Batman, but I just don't think it's gonna. You know, it Lego Batman won hands down Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. I mean, that was the prediction. Nice, the prediction is Lego Batman doing $60 million this weekend. 50 Shades Easy. Doing $40 million, which is half of what the first one did.
Oh.
And John Wick 2 doing $20
million. Yeah, bad weekend. For
John Wick should have come out next weekend.
Yeah, that would have been a nice lull.
Because John Wick 2 is fantastic. Like, if you like the first movie, you're going to love the second one. It's more of
well,
what you like.
They probably should have waited for a couple weekends, because next weekend, you know, like, it hit the Valentine's two weekends in a row with it being in a weird part. But
well, next weekend, we got Ice Cube doing Fist Fight.
Stupid. I would rather have that. Okay, so let's talk about this movie.
Yeah, let's talk about his parents' house.
Well, let's not get that far yet.
Yeah,
we'll get okay. there. So
Anna is now working at this publisher.
This really what looks to be a small rinky-dink publisher, but apparently is not. I don't know.
It's fairly significant in the book.
So when we came in, Christian and Anna were not together again yet.
Right. No.
And she was trying to be a big girl and have her own little job, and you could tell that it was something weird was going on already.
He shows up at this art exhibit, buys a whole bunch of paintings of or photographs of her.
From Jose.
From Jose.
We walked in.
And we immediately said, no way, Jose.
Yeah, because like, they played it off like, I wonder who bought all these photos.
Yeah. Like, well, we didn't really know.
Yeah.
Then they stare, like, Christian Grey walks up and they stare at each other for like 5 minutes in total silence.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. How did Jose take all those photos? Like,
they explain it in the book. Sneaky. It's like she used to go with him and help move equipment and stuff on photo shoots, and he took candid photos of her.
I didn't even
basically.
Know he took photos.
Yeah, well, he had the exhibit that opened in the first one too.
He did.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did.
He just
that's where he got punched outside of because like he tried to.
He
Mac
remembers
all
way
up
more
on
I don't
Anna.
Remember anything about that first movie. It was so bad.
I just remember
that's
that he got shut down.
No way, Jose. He got punched.
So Jose just kept taking it over and over in this movie. But so they buy.
Sad
he,
Jose.
He buys.
Sad.
He buys out the exhibit. I mean, like, I immediately knew who it was.
Yeah, they said, we sold all six. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's Christian friggin' Grey.
Who was sitting in that theater going, who bought it? Like, that
probably
got somebody.
Someone.
Yeah.
Well, if it got one person, then E.L. James is probably happy about that excellent
Every
writing.
Every 50 Shades is someone's first 50 Shades.
This is We cannot Stan Lee this. It doesn't work that way.
I'm really curious about what the time differential was in the movie, because
I was going to ask you, what is it in the book?
In the book, it's 5 days.
Yeah, no. It is a long time.
It seems like it's been a while.
It was 5 days.
But now,
in the,
since we're talking about the beginning of the movie, what's the $24,000? I don't remember them doing
for her car.
He gives her the new car and like sells her
vintage car.
Yeah,
no, BW, no. He has it destroyed. Remember, it, like he like has it taken off to some dump. Or
there
something.
Were a lot of continuity errors between this movie. And the first movie.
And they tried to reference the other movie way too much.
Yeah,
but
like
yeah.
You had to have like recently watched 50 Shades of Grey.
But see,
to get
that's
some
my thing. I get the feeling at the beginning of this movie that it's been a while, right? But at the end, when he's doing his little thing where he's telling the party about they're getting married, they make it seem like it's only been a couple of weeks that they were together. Holy crap. How is this even possible?
Well, in like the course of the books, it's only like a month and a half or
well,
whatever before.
That's in E.L. James's fantasy that it only takes like a month to find true love and get married.
Yeah. To a billionaire.
I don't. Okay, I'm glad you said that.
To a billionaire vampire.
Everyone in this freaking movie, including her boss, once they get back together, like nobody gives a flip that he's Christian Grey. I don't understand that.
Like, he should be known, like, super...
Like, okay, so say you're dating Steve friggin' Jobs, okay?
That would be illegal because he's dead.
Well, okay, say...
Elon Musk.
Okay, I could do that. Well,
let's say Logan's dating Tim Cook. He ain't dead, and that's about right.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
So let's say Logan's suddenly dating Tim Cook.
Okay, Logan, you're dating Tim Cook.
If I come in with Tim Cook to the Josh's play...
I would be like... Holy God, it's Tim Cook.
You like, wouldn't be like, hey, you want a beer too?
No, I'd be like, oh, what's up? What's up? What's your name? Timmy? Okay, Timmy.
Tim, can I get that new iPhone?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, no one in this whole...
Hook me up, bro.
No one in this whole universe gives a flip that Christian Grey is Christian Grey. I don't understand that.
Yeah, the nonchalance
about it. It doesn't make sense for their relationship.
And when did her friends become friends with his family?
What a good question.
They kind of hint at that in the previous one that her roommate gets with his brother.
When?
Yeah, when?
I was hinting at it
very strongly in this one, but I don't remember that.
When did this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, didn't.
Mm-mm. But can we please get to his childhood home? Please.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, so she gets a job. There's get back together.
Stalker girl that shows up.
Well, they get back together, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to, after she buys all the photos, they're going to go have dinner to just...
the photos.
To just talk.
God, this movie's forever long.
To just talk.
They do it.
There's no just talking. I'm sorry. Like, that, you don't go
there's
into...
There's a little bit.
There's
like one day.
No, they just talk and then...
They make out on her porch.
Yeah, and then she leaves.
And then it's the next...
Because they cook. They're going to cook and she's all like groping on his arms and stuff.
And he's like, no.
He's like, I know what you're doing.
Well, that's a part in the book where she's like... Oh, I make all attempts to bump into him and like rub my butt against him and like all this other garbage to tease him.
Written by Tina Belcher.
You were rubbing my butt.
Gosh.
You were rubbing my butt. You were rubbing my butt.
Pretty much.
E.L. James is just Tina Belcher in real life.
God, it's so bad, guys. It's insane.
Okay.
Are the words in your head?
So I predicted quite immediately, A, that it would not be just dinner and that like when he's getting this present out of the back of his ride... with old John Cena lookalike Taylor, that it was more swag for him to stalk her. She is totally fine with the fact that, like...
He controls all of her movements and knows all this stuff.
Every bit of electronics that she owns, he has given her, and she's suddenly befuddled that he knows her bank account number?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
There's a half-assed attempt to, like... explain that in the book of her like being angry about it.
How could they possibly? Oh my
like,
god!
It's basically swept under the rug. Like she's like, I'm mad about it, but he's also a billionaire. I don't care. Like,
what are Tim's 25 questions?
Okay, so Tim had a whole bunch of questions.
Let's get to this real quick.
Okay. Well, they're all pretty much about a lot of the things at the end.
Welcome to the podcast, Tim.
Yeah, Tim.
The first one was definitely about the Chronicles of Riddick poster, but that'll
you can't get to that yet because that's my thing.
Okay, so
I want to talk about the childhood home.
That'll sort of get us to like okay, so they get back together and they're going to this masquerade party.
Stalker chick has showed up, one of Christian's exes.
One of his former subs.
Yeah,
substitute teacher.
No,
no. She's super crazy, and she kind of looks like Kristen Stewart.
I kind of thought for a minute, I was like, are we in the Ring movie? Because it was weird. But so they get to this masquerade party.
It's Rings, but with sticks.
I leaned over to Logan. I was like, and they've ripped off Eyes Wide Shut.
Rings.
They have ripped off Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, Tim. That's your crazy French sex party from Eyes Wide Shut or whatever it was that you guys talked about for like six episodes, and I heard that was good.
They sneak off to Christian's room.
And
here we are.
Here we are.
James.
How friggin' big is this house?
The first thing I see when they're in this giant house, they have a masquerade ball and a banquet hall.
People donating thousands of dollars to this thing.
In this house. And they go upstairs...
We assume they could have gone another wing.
Yeah, well, it looked like they just went upstairs.
Yeah.
And Josh described it perfectly because they were on the Universal lot. There's Jim's room from American Pie.
His room was friggin' Jim's room from American Pie. It had to have been.
And on the windowsill, I sent a text to the group because I wasn't sitting with the guys. I was watching it, though, and I went, for a billionaire, you got to love that tube television sitting there.
Right, because I couldn't... They sort of implied that, like, he'd not been back in that room. You know, like, he wasn't frequently there. But then, like, he goes there, like, four times.
Yeah, and then the fact you see the Chronicles of Riddick, which there were flat-screen TVs by the time Chronicles of Riddick came out on DVD.
Yeah, the continuity so all over the place.
Why wouldn't he have a flat-screen TV in that room if they're billionaires? Why would why would he have, like, a 12-inch tube television?
Well, I will say this.
It was a Matrix poster in the book.
Yeah.
His parents were not as wealthy as he is. However, they had that big old friggin' house that had a ballroom in it. He would have had a bigger room than that.
Yeah, and definitely a bigger TV that's not tube television.
They gave him the orphan closet.
It boggled my mind. Like, I was stuck on the television the whole time. I was like, forget the room. Forget the spanking that's going on.
Yeah.
Why does he have this television?
Tim said...
It does not make sense.
Tim said, why is his childhood room the size of a broom closet?
Because he's Harry Potter.
It was because he was adopted and, like, they didn't treat that kid right and, you know... Because
he was bad.
That was the bad room to the rich kid.
I guess so. I don't know. Okay, well, he did the math, okay? We'll say... We can talk about it now. And it is featured more prominently in the last time you see Christian Grey's room. But so there's this Chronicles of Riddick poster on the wall.
Shouldn't be there.
Well, I mean, like, here's this big opulent mansion, and then he's got, like, a tiny room that's like Jim's room from American Pie. And then on the wall...
Looks smaller than Jim's room.
It does. And then on the wall, he's got, like, framed in nice wooden frames, a couple of posters?
UFC posters.
He had UFC posters.
Which UFC was not around when he was a child.
And then...
Because we assume that Christian Grey's about our age, right?
He's 28. Well, he turns 28.
He's younger than us. Yeah. UFC not around.
Okay. Here's Tim's math. Tim
still
did the math.
It doesn't matter that he's younger than us. It's still not around.
He said, and assuming he was correct, Christian is 27. He turns 28. He was 15 when Riddick came out. So the age works out, sort of.
Yeah.
I guess.
But it still doesn't make sense with some of the other stuff. Like,
UFC was not around, was it, back then?
UFC was.
I would have to watch it specifically again to see the number on the poster, because I think there was a number, like a UFC number.
Yeah.
It had to be like number 3.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be something early.
Well, I mean, I can remember UFC from when we were in high school.
See, I don't remember it from high school.
It was super low-key then. But I don't know. Like, the timeline was just weird then.
I just remember it in college. Like, I don't remember it
I still don't understand why his room was the size of my bathroom. I just don't. Yeah. I don't understand that. And, okay, I get what the movie's about, really. But, like,
sex.
She just... It makes...
UFC was founded in 93.
Okay.
Whoa, really?
Well, they could have been founded in Dana White's gym in his garage. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Okay, so here's my thing. I get Logan, you may correct me if I'm wrong. I get the impression that, like, they're trying to write her as some really strong, powerful woman, but... In both movies,
strong, independent woman, and I don't need no man.
In both movies, she comes across as like this vapid airhead who only cares about boning and money.
Like, the first movie did a better job of, like, making her own independent woman. Because at the end, when she's like, no, I'm sick of this, I'm just walking out.
Yeah, like, there's none of that in this one.
No. Like, her feelings kind of get hurt at the end of the book. I mean, that it's not really, like, a triumphant moment for her.
Yeah, no.
And then, like, at the start of the second book, she's like, 5 days, man, I got to get back to him. Like, so her strength is gone. She seems like she's just a jealous, catty girl in the book. I mean, that's obvious. It's just, she's a terrible person.
Well,
in the movie, they do a little better job. I think they were trying to follow along the lines of making her a stronger character in the movie than in the book, but it just doesn't come off that way. They did a bad job of it.
No, because it's like, no, Christian, we're going to take things slow. I'm going to get you this Ben & Jerry's product placement vanilla ice cream.
I didn't even know Ben & Jerry's made plain vanilla.
They do. It's really good.
It was Ben & Jerry's in the book as well. So yeah. There's a whole scene that involves ice cream and other things that was cut.
I'm sure it's in that unrated cut.
Go on.
I'm not describing it. You can read the book.
No.
You read the book. You read the book. This is why we have you read the book.
Well, the first thing he does is boop. All right, we're back.
No.
We don't use those kind of boobs. No. We use mom jeans here.
It's like, mom jeans.
That's not how it gets cut, so just go on and say it.
But now he, it's like they utilize the ice cream during...
Blark chicka honk honk.
Yeah.
The boning?
Yeah.
The P's like, and are, the V's.
Like,
does he get
down
out?
Down there.
Does it, oh, well, that's just not okay.
He made a Sunday on a Monday.
Like her belly button. That was...
Oh.
Oh, like in Hot Shots where Charlie Sheen cooked the egg on her stomach and then fried the bacon.
Yep.
And,
Was it like that or was there cones involved?
No cones.
No cones.
No cones. Mm. I fast forwarded through most of that garbage because it was just so crappily written.
Oh, terrible. Okay, so that's my thing. Like, they've written her... In the movie, she's very much, I'm going to stand up for myself, but you're going to do this, but... I just need it right now, and I like your money.
She's not a consistent character.
Not at all.
Like she's all like, we're going to do these things my way, and you're going to do what I want. Take me to the Red Room.
Please spank me.
I mean, Tie me up. Like, I thought we weren't doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
He even goes, you didn't like this last time. Do what I say.
Oh, okay.
Well,
whatever.
Like, it's supposed to be like her, like, acquiescing to some of his desires in the way that he's given up a part of himself for her, and like it's weird and not
by good. Weird you mean not good, just not good. It's not written well, it wasn't acted well, the screenplay was bad.
The acting in that first scene was terrible. Christian, Anastasia, let's go talk over dinner. Okay,
I'm hungry.
Yeah,
she says that she's like, okay, because I'm hungry.
In the book, she was like, oh, I haven't eaten in like 5 days. I haven't had a proper meal. She'd only had like 2 tubs of yogurt or something like that. And Christian has this whole thing of like, oh, I have to make her eat. I have to control when she eats. She needs to eat because his mom was a crack whore and like he never got food.
Yeah, well, we never get that in the movie.
They don't talk about it in the first movie. Like, very much at all, if at all, I can't remember that, but like it's a thing in the first book that she learns that, and like that you know paints the way she perceives him,
right? Because like,
and they just kind of throw it out there.
It's about halfway through this movie when she suddenly realizes, are those cigarette burns?
Yeah, and in the book she already knows. Like,
I knew in the first movie because he took his shirt off, and then he would like covered them. Or it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Like, does Christian Grey have shame.
Like 6 extra nipples? Is that?
Oh god,
you got back nipples.
No,
nipples.
Nipples.
It just, I don't know. It's not logical. Any normal person would not have a relationship like this.
The movie itself is not logical.
I mean, there are better written Skinamax films. There are.
So
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Tango dies.
The helicopter goes down.
The helicopter does not die in the book.
Well, we don't know. I keep telling you, we don't
Charlie
know.
Tango is dead. He poured his blood all over her in the last
we don't
doing
know
it scene.
That
in the red
that
room.
Wasn't the last doing it
no,
scene.
No, they were doing it some more after.
Yeah,
that.
Remember they did it in the shower with their clothes
oh,
on.
Oh yeah.
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 God, so much
time. Wait, no, that was before.
I thought that was after.
No,
no, that's the same scene because they're in the shower and she's like, take me to the Red Room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is it. I thought, well, did they not make Wet Hot do it in his parents' house again at
no,
the end?
No.
They didn't?
Okay. No.
I don't know. There's a lot. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the Red Room. It's just open in this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's not even locked.
Yeah.
And he goes,
no key.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Leaving it unlocked. That like, was a funny joke.
That was funny.
Where she was like, does she like
dust in here? And he kind of made some offhanded comment about it, but then they show Mrs. Jones
like,
and he's
grinning.
Like, when he's like carrying her over his shoulders, like, he puts the old lady in the Red Room.
She's been tied up in the Red Room.
Yes, she has. Yeah. She certainly has. Holy flip. Oh, man.
But anyway, Charlie Tango is, we don't know if he's dead or not.
He's dead.
He could have landed in the jungle. Or wherever the crap
Mount
they were.
St. Helens.
The volcano.
Yeah, like for some reason, we're flying back from Portland directly into Jurassic Park. I don't know.
It really didn't look like the woods out in the
look at the Alps.
No, yeah, no idea.
But like they crash due to sabotage.
Yeah,
but see,
we have a bad guy.
Well, but see, they don't really tell you that it's sabotage.
You figure it out in the book, like it's there.
Well, I thought,
listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
Mr. Worldwide. Anyway, so
Ham.
Yeah. Oh man. The fact that they try to introduce a bad guy into this is terrible.
He's like her boss that like
wants to do it
and uses his position of power.
I thought it was the guy from Arrow for a minute, but Logan says it wasn't.
It's not.
It looked like it.
No, it's not Stephen Amell.
No, Stephen Amell's got more class than that.
Yeah,
I just kept thinking that this whole movie.
He would do a Ninja Turtles
but, like,
movie.
He gets slighted and he gets fired from his job for sexual freaking harassment.
Yeah,
And then she just like becomes his job. She just is like, I'm a boss now.
But that happens, and then like Charlie Tango goes down, and then
it all goes back to Charlie Tango.
I miss Charlie, but he's more prominent in the book, actually. They mention Charlie Tango a lot. She has this balloon of a helicopter that she calls her Charlie Tango balloon that she keeps under her pillow. Like, this is not a lie. This happens in the book. And she's, it's her souvenir.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What about your other favorite character, the hairdresser?
Franco! Franco had, like, 6 lines in the book, and then he has, like, 2 in the movie, so that was disappointing.
Yeah, Logan's like, oh, man, my favorite character's coming up. I'm like, okay.
And then he says 2 things and walks out.
Yeah, he just boned on out of there.
Well, he knew it was a bad movie. He tried to get out.
Yeah, they didn't even give his name. It's Franco, everybody.
I just kept thinking...
The hairdresser.
I just kept thinking throughout this whole movie, do they know how bad this is? Because I bet they do.
They got to.
Everybody involved has to realize how terrible this is. Maybe it's just like a spoof at this point of like.
No, we already had that. This is
E.L. James' vision here. This is what we are watching is her vision.
Well, it's terrible.
So like Charlie Tango dies. He rubs the blood of Charlie Tango all over. They have another doing it scene. And then they goes to like his birthday party.
50 Shades Darker top Thursday previews with 5.7 million.
Dang.
Lego and John Wick each with 2.2 million.
Dang.
Poot.
Dango. Mango.
Rango.
But
Bango. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Then there's another funny moment right at the end that I leaned over to Josh during, and it's the proposal.
The second or third proposal. First of all, the dude asked her to marry him.
Like, after a night terror.
Yeah. He's like, don't touch my pudding.
Hey, you want to
get married?
That's pretty much how it goes down.
After some ridiculous, gratuitous nudity, where she's like,
well, she just gets up, walks around topless.
She's like, I think I'm going to go outside.
Yeah, naked. Hang out.
In Seattle.
She puts on the button up, but like does not close
really.
It
doesn't
at
close
all.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later, she's just like, about to go watch him do the horse thing,
the gymnastics.
Yeah, which
he does not do a horse. That is not what we're.
It's not the gymnast thing where it's like a horse. Like what is it called?
Sawhorse.
Sawhorse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, he's
doing that, but she's all like, "You want to do it?"
It looked like she pressed his shirt before she put it on and buttoned it. He's just so stupid. I mean, the continuity in this movie is terrible. This movie is terrible. It is comically bad.
It
if you want to
awful.
See something for comic value, do it. It is not arousing
at all. You can wait 3 months and do it for $1 on Redbox.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Don't even like use your DVR space on this.
I would wait until like you get that free rental code from Redbox. They give you one a month.
Yeah.
You should just wait and get it for a free rental because it's really not worth the time or the money.
No. And it's like I said, like I'm fairly certain there's probably like poorly written porn out there that's better than this.
They take some liberties in showing Jose's face, and every time they do, he just looks sadder and sadder.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I did like that Jose had more screen time.
The final proposal, or the one before last, when he announces it to his family and friends, like
they
do a close up of Jose.
One, he proposes, and then like 3 days later, she says yes. And then
after Charlie Tango,
and then like they make the announcement, and then he proposes again. And you're like,
He had to do it right that time. They talk about that in the book, like he has to do it right, the right way, which is apparently filling a boathouse full of flowers, putting a clear walkway over water so you literally walk on water, giving her a diamond the size of a golf ball, and then having fireworks go off after you propose.
The fireworks weren't for him, though.
Yeah, but she said,
for her, they were for him.
She said, did you do all this? And he said, like, yes.
Yeah.
But the fireworks were for his birthday. His parents said that. Tim referenced that. So he was just like, yeah, I did this. No, you didn't.
He just blatantly lied.
You did not. Although I will say, when they were going down the boathouse, I leaned over to Logan and was like, maybe it's his dad's room.
I thought his mom was chained up in the basement. Yeah. I was like, they've been keeping her mom.
He goes like, maybe it's his dad's red room. I go, no, it's the blue room of slight discomfort.
Where you walk in and like immediately get a splinter and you're like, oh.
There's just like squirt pistols full of lukewarm water on the wall.
Like, stop.
Melissa McCarthy is Sean Spicer with that squirt gun of soapy water.
He's just playing the new Ghostbusters movie in the corner on low volume.
God, that's highly inconvenient.
Slight discomfort.
Okay, so let's talk about the mom scene, which was totally totally uncalled for, poorly done.
They're out on this boat.
Yeah, and he's telling her his story, and then suddenly
he's not, because he goes, "I don't want to talk about it."
And he was like, "Well,
crack whore.
My mother was a crack whore." And then it cuts for like 2 seconds to this woman laying dead on the floor. Like, yeah, less than a second, actually.
Okay, so I don't know if we mentioned this at the beginning, but first of all, watching this movie is like watching an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, where the scene changes every 30 flipping seconds, because like it was like
they got to keep your attention somehow.
Well, that didn't do it. They could have done it with better writing. And so like it flashes this scene of this dead woman. I literally thought that I had missed scenes. I was like,
it's like one frame.
Yeah, I was like, is there somebody? How did that?
We're not film anymore.
Yeah, so. No. I was like, okay. Then
Josh was like, did I have a stroke?
Yeah, I kind of thought so.
Just slipped into Silent Hill there for a second.
Because he was like, and shoot, it was 3 days before they found her. Where are you? I was with her.
Yeah, and then he's like, to like a little kid like near this dead body for like 3 seconds.
Good job, Mom. Way to be dead.
Yeah, so that was gross and totally uncalled for.
This whole movie was gross and uncalled for.
And I don't know.
There are so many bad things to bring up. Oh my gosh, they're so bad. Like when he talks his old, crazy old sub shows up and he like talks her down like a velociraptor.
Pets her like a dog. And it's just, I don't know. Like everything that happens to this girl, she should do the opposite of what she does.
She falls deeper in love with this insane billionaire stalker.
Because doesn't she say at some point, like, why do you keep doing all this all these crazy things? He's been doing it, you moron!
Like he
it's kind of your fault.
He shows her this folder.
It's totally her fault. This dossier of like this whole file of women that he's like gotten reporting on.
He followed like where she worked and like knew when she would be at the stupid hardware store
and when she had breaks. I mean, for the love of God, no. Everything says do not do any of this, and
she
does
just falls
it.
Deeper in love with this guy.
She is the stupidest person on earth. I do not see how anyone can connect to
but
any
she
of these.
She changes him. She makes him fall in love.
She does not. In the movies, it's him that changes on his own volition.
He changes for her, though.
No,
Josh.
He doesn't. Because if he did, they wouldn't be like breaking out the ugly toys to get whatever on that they're doing.
Now, like, that becomes a part of their love, is that she does that for him.
No, it does not convey that way. It is horrible. It grossly misrepresents a fetish of people. It is just horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Like, the way that he's talking about being a sadist, it's just like,
I'm a sadist. I like to hurt people.
I'm not a dominant. No. I'm actually a sadist.
They're just sitting there crying in the floor with each other. And he whips this out.
I like to hurt women. You like to hurt women that look like me? Yeah.
They look like my mom.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I kind of thought maybe the mom was.
Then
in
she
that
touches his pecs.
Nah.
You can't touch me here.
touch me here.
He's like this don't touch me rule, and he's just got like this one little window of his pecs. Like that's.
But then when she goes to wash it off in the shower, he's totally cool with it.
He was don't
stray from the lines.
But she's like, with the loofah the size of his head. I mean, if she was like, on the lines, it would be different. But she was just like, let me rub your body. No freaking way. No way. What happened? Did she make him cage fight as a kid or something? Is he like a cyborg and it hurts? What is going on with this guy? I don't understand.
We need to ask Kim Basinger. She might know.
Oh, Mrs. Robinson. Yeah.
Horrible.
Elena Lincoln.
What a horrible use of Mrs. Robinson. Okay, so Mrs. Robinson gets confronted at the party at the end where they announce their engagement and telenovela continues.
Yeah, it like turns into a Spanish soap opera because she's like, he'll never love you.
Do you know what it reminded me of? That skit that they used to do on Saturday Night Live, The Californians?
Yes, it was exactly like that.
No, I hate that too.
God, I hate that
But like,
sketch.
Mrs. Robinson spits out her hatred and Anna just like sloshes a vodka martini right in her face.
Which is just like ridiculous because you know what's coming. Like she's walking up with full drink and I thought, she's going to throw that in her face. And then she does.
As Christian's walking up.
Well, okay, first of all.
And then, like, he doesn't even say anything to Anna. He just, like, walks past her and hands her a hanky.
Yeah.
He's like, dry yourself off. And then here comes Mom, and Mom just smacks her in the face.
Well,
get out of my house.
It's because Christian's like, you taught me how to mom jeans.
Yeah.
And she taught me how to love. And she's like, you don't know anything about love. And then the mom walks up and just slaps the pee out of her.
Well, okay, let's just.
But in the movie, not really. She just walks up and gives her a little love tap. She's like,
let's just go back to the fact that, like, we splashed a huge vodka martini
in her eyeballs.
In her eyeballs, and she did not flinch. Like, I'm fairly certain.
Well,
I'm fairly certain an olive bonked off her face.
She was a BDSM like master, apparently. So
great. So
the pain would not bother her.
So the splinter of BDSM can take one to the face. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. The splinter of BDSM can just like take pure vodka to her eyeballs.
A Rocco Saki. I see. I understand. Oh, see,
it should have been a Saki then.
Oh, no.
Oh.
This movie's horrible, people.
But it's funny.
You know what my fetish is? I want you to drip pure vodka into my eyeballs.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, so she gets vodka, she gets smacked in the face, and then like there's some other trope right at the very end of it. I was just like,
oh,
seriously?
It had that terrible cut too. She's like looking at the mom and like talking to her, and then it's like the same shot. But it cuts in the middle of it, like it jumps, and she's dropping the handkerchief or whatever.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah.
And I was pantomiming a handkerchief drop. I'm sorry.
I was expecting the Spanish guitar to just be like,
the California. I really
El Caliente.
Can't believe how bad this is.
It's so bad.
At least in 50 Shades of Grey, there was like two redeeming things. The only thing that's redeeming about this is how comically bad it is. And it is comically bad.
I did love that last shot.
Oh, of the evil book editor?
The evil disgruntled book editor. And
oh,
he's
I'm
got
sorry.
The,
I thought the, this was a DC Comics
the
film.
The family photo, and he's got a cigarette, and he's burning the back
he
of the
He suddenly pit. Has, like, cocaine sunk in eyes.
Yeah, his
and,
eyes
like,
are sunk in. You're like, wait, what happened to him?
He's got eyeliner.
He went emo.
He did. He went all Spider-Man 3 on
well,
us at the very
end. Well,
if
you want to talk about all the teenage crap that happened in the books, that's pretty close. If he just...
I thought it was funny how, like, okay, so it's him that takes the photo of their family in the masquerade ball, but
right.
then, like,
yeah.
the photo's the exact same size as his
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, it's the exact same photo.
It's just, like, it's not like cropped at all.
It.
It's like, what are you doing with it? This
did
is
you
so
go print that go out?
And,
did,
yes.
He went back and stole it.
He went in 1 hour photoed that somewhere. It was like
off his phone.
Yeah, he, like, was in Walmart brooding about Anastasia Steele
with him and not me.
Oh my gosh! Oh,
you're
it's
a super
so bad.
Rich editor, and she's like this plain gal from like up north.
Yeah, no, it's it. None of it makes any
you
sense.
You can do better, Mr. Greasy.
Yeah, he can. And oh my God, it is so bad. Everything about this movie is terrible.
She is the ultimate Mary Sue.
I would totally see it again, though. I'll just say that.
You're going to have to.
But I didn't the last time. If I can get out of it, I won't. But I tell you, it was comically bad.
We'll go see it again if you want to, Josh.
I don't care. We'll take Emily and go see it. I'll go see this movie with anybody.
Just to talk during it.
Yes. I will, because it's just like, it is so unbelievable. All of this stuff is so unbelievable. Like, I don't understand how anyone connects with this film, because it is like, I don't connect with Guardians of the Galaxy. You know why? Because it's friggin' Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're not Star-Lord in space.
I'm not. And I don't fantasize about being.
But you're supposed to connect with Star-Lord because he's human.
Yeah, but not like on a nipple clamp level or anything else like that. I mean, come on. Although I will say, clamps. I wish that he'd opened that little box at the end and it was like a nipple clamp.
Okay.
Or when he was proposing to her, it was like that nipple clamp.
She's like, he's like, this is a nipple clamp, blah, blah, blah. It hurts when it comes off, worse. And then she like goes and asks like about the spreader bar and he's like, no, that's way worse.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that doesn't cause any pain.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain with the way that he performed some of those things, he would have, like, broken her hip.
Had she not rolled with him? Yes.
Yeah, so she, yeah, because he was like, let's go over here.
Windmill!
Ripcord.
Probably the funniest part of this whole movie was the Red Room, like when they were going to town in there, because he oils this woman's body up.
Apparently, Logan says with the blood of Charlie Tango.
Let's go with it, because that's fine. It helps it. It breaks the illusion somewhat. And so, like,
I said acid at first.
Yeah. Because I don't know what I was. I was thinking something else. I don't know what I was, but I was about to say something funny, and he goes, it's acid. And I was like, that's it. I'm done. This is it for me. You can call this one over. And so, like, he gets her all oily, and he's covered in oil. And then she lays down on the bed, and it's
dry.
Like, yeah, it's like you said earlier. It's that scene from Van Wilder where you expect Taj to just go sliding off into the candles. Suddenly, they've absorbed all this oil, and there's...
The sheets aren't even, like, moist.
No, there was nothing moist in there for me, I can tell you that. Not a bit.
Trust me, in the theater, though, the humidity went up about 30%.
I will say this, from an audience perspective, the spreader bar, there was a couple of, ooh, and it was more like a, ooh.
Some lovely 70-year-olds
going, people like getting manhandled.
I want to break my hip.
Oh, God. And I guess that's the thing. I mean, ladies, feel free to tell us where we're wrong. If it's a...
We're not wrong.
We're not. If it's like a you want that to happen, go to Craigslist for the love of God. I mean, do that. God, you could probably get Tinder or something and have somebody treat you horribly. That would be just fine. You would get your 50 Shades experience, and you could go on and be like, well, that wasn't that great. Thanks a lot.
It's not the same if he's not a billionaire.
Yeah, he's got to be a billionaire.
Well, it's stupid because, like, the only time you see him doing business in either of these movies, he's terrible at it.
He's just sitting there, like, he's not responding. He's letting his goons handle it.
Also, it does not make sense that he would purchase for her all Apple products and he would have some stupid BlackBerry.
His is secure, though. His is, and they make it a point in the novel to say that he has a BlackBerry, because that's his big phone at the time that it was written, was the BlackBerry. So it's like, oh, man, he's got this fancy BlackBerry.
Oh, man, I love my BlackBerry.
And he gives her an iPad in the book, and that's a big thing.
This is the stupidest movie I've seen in a long time. Well, I guess that's what we're doing now. I was just trying to get the jam music ready. Anyway,
what is your jam?
I don't know.
What is your jam?
Oh, man, I don't know, like, What else could we possibly say about this movie?
I think we're done.
I mean, I don't disagree, but, like, are we missing anything about this movie that stands out? There were a couple funny lines, I thought.
The dusting one.
Yeah, that was funny.
The butt line.
Yeah.
The butt line was just...
I'm not going to let you put that in my butt.
You're not going to put that in my butt.
But see, she's sounding like a freaking robot. Oh, my God. So stupid. I don't know.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
He's a dog.
You could play a drinking game by like spot the continuity error in this. I mean, no joke.
I will say I did expect them to go back to his apartment and it be like a totally different place.
There's like a scene in the book where like he's showing her, like, they're at the apartment, and supposedly she's been there 1,000 times or whatever to bone, and, like, he's like, let me show you this new room randomly. Oh, it's a library full of books, and then, like, it's just not a thing.
Oh, he buys her workplace.
Yeah. Oh, just, yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
That happens in the book as well.
Yeah, like, just out of nowhere, like, I'm
your boss's boss's boss now.
So much stuff that just goes nowhere.
Nowhere whatsoever, like... It's really tough to connect the dots all the way through.
Because it's like you only see the stalker chick for twice. Real, like twice.
You only see her twice.
She's in her bedroom, like watching him sleep, but that's a dream sequence in the book. So, like, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was just a vague dream.
And then they get you with a jump scare. Why? Yeah, why do that?
Random jump scare in the movie.
And then Mrs. Robinson thing, she only talks to her like twice. So,
oh, okay.
Like, those are full plot lines to them.
I don't know.
Are we done with this? Yes. Can we bury this until next year?
Yes. All right.
Thank God we only got one more to go.
Until they make
no more. Way, Jose.
Tell us what you like, what you didn't like, where we were wrong.
Answer that question about, like, the manhandling that we ask.
Do you want Logan to manhandle?
No. I refuse.
The only way we wouldn't be done is if they go back and they redo the new one, the first one told from his perspective.
Oh, gosh.
Gray.
Yeah, because that's an exact ripoff of what the Twilight Lady did, too.
She did the exact same thing.
Did they do this?
She also wrote a gender-swapped version.
Wait.
The Twilight Lady did.
Idiots.
They are.
Friggin' idiots. That's totally fine.
Can we talk about good things now?
Yes, let's go. I'm all for that. Are you guys all for that?
I am all for it.
I am all for that. And I'm not knocking anybody that likes this movie.
If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. Like, just from our perspective, it is not a good film.
I tried to be objective, and it's just comically
bad. We were
bad.
Objective with the first one, and we were surprised by the cinematography and how well it was put together. But
there are no redeeming qualities.
Yeah, this one, it's bad. It's like a direct-to-DVD sequel.
Yeah. 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 Without the faux bone, it would be a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Faux bone. Logan, what's your jam of the week, sir?
My jam of the week is I'm trying out a new card game, Fire Emblem Cypher. It's based off the popular Fire Emblem series from Nintendo, featured on their handheld consoles.
So it's a disappointment.
I like Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem's great.
It's a
tactics RPG video game with just a combat card game. Mm. Pretty popular in Japan. Just thought I'd give it a shot. So I picked up a couple starter decks, and I'm looking forward to giving it a shot.
Starter deck. Where'd you get it at?
Amazon. Okay. Amazon. Yeah. They're Japanese cards, but they're easy enough to translate.
Cool. John is.
I am going to be an uncle again. My brother has announced that he and his wife are pregnant with their first child.
Nice.
So that is my jam. I've known for months, but they didn't want to go public.
Yeah.
Just, like, went public with it yesterday. So
cool.
I'm super excited.
Good for Scotty. That's awesome.
Yep.
My jam of the week this week is Dear Evan Hansen. New cast recording came out for this movie on Broadway and not movie. This new show on Broadway, and it is really flipping good. Flipping good. So thank you to Andrew Strickland, who told Dan, who told me.
What told you?
Dan is like the Broadway whisperer. And I do. Like, he did that with me, with Hamilton, about this time last year, and I'm glad he did. So, Dear Evan Hansen, super good. Really good music. The story is phenomenally good. I would love to go see it. Hopefully I'll get to do that at some point soon. So, Dear Evan Hansen, go listen to it.
Will do.
Roo-doo-doo-doo.
Roo-doo-doo-doo.
Roo-doo-doo-doo. You killed it.
Yeah, good job, Lurgan.
Logan Dunn killed it. It's fine.
You guys want to come to my yellow room of annoying
of
sounds?
The yellow room of pee.
I don't know. As long as it's not the blue room of minor inconveniences, I think that I'm okay.
I like the blue room of minor inconveniences.
I've got a splinter now.
Like,
dang,
I can't
it.
Get it out. It's stuck in there.
That's what she said.
Or minor discomfort. That's what it was, yeah. Blue room of minor discomfort.
This is just like, this was abhorrently bad.
Really? It's hard to... It's hard to make this funny, like, even, I mean,
yeah, this
we
one,
were funny,
like, we were
but
able to make the first one funny, but this one is really hard to do. Because
it's seriously just, bad.
Yeah, this is, we're later's baby.
That was in there.
It just...
In the book, there's an email that says Sooners rather than later's baby.
Well, Logan was like, oh, God, here we have the on-screen sexting again, and it totally was.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was...
Listen, if you keep listening to this podcast, we will not disappoint you like 50 Shades Darker. We won't. We won't do that. We will be great. So keep listening to us over at JusticeGeeks.com. Go back and listen to episode 151, our review of 50 Shades of Grey. You probably need a little reminder about some stuff going on. Logan, we got some fun stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to LexCon.
Yep.
Soon.
Come back for episode 307 when we do 50 Shades for Heat.
Is that in 52 weeks? It's
next Valentine's.
About right, yeah. God.
Well, thank God it'll be the last one.
Oh, guys. Yeah. This is... Oh, my gosh, guys.
It's gonna, they're getting to that whole diminishing returns.
Oh,
luckily,
bad.
Luckily, they filmed this one and the next one back to back, so...
Oh, so it's done.
It's done. So no matter what, it'll... Unlike the... Divergent series.
Oh.
This one will actually get finished, and we can put that to bed.
Dang.
To bed.
Oh, did satin sheets.
Ben and Jerry and Anna.
She only had one flipping sheet on her whole bed.
She's just a top sheet gal. No blankets for her. She's got a billionaire's money to keep her warm.
Her apartment was stupidly nice, too.
That was one he bought for her.
Yeah, it was a different apartment from the last movie.
Well, no, she moved into that one.
Yeah, away from the lion man. Because
he got her the car and the apartment as like a gift, I think, if I recall correctly.
I don't remember anything about that movie. I honestly thought about going back and rewatching the first one before we watched this one.
Aren't you glad you did?
And I just didn't do it.
My butt. You won't put it in my butt. Put it in your butt.
We're still recording, right?
I know, but it was just too funny to resist. Because that scene, I leaned over to Josh and like, there's no way they're going to do this.
I was like, do what? Oh!
And then he just holds him up.
Yeah. Bend over.
They don't go in your butt. Bend over.
Oh. What do they do?
You got to get them wet first.
She's all like, oh.
Yeah, that was when some that was when some lady in the auditorium went,
gotta get me some of those.
I heard clinking when people left. That was a bad thing. Say goodnight, everybody.
Laters, baby.
I can't even. Just.
Laters, baby.
Bah.
Laters, baby.
Ugh.
Baby.
Just, ugh.
Laters, baby.
Just, no, just stop. No, just.
Laters, baby.
Just don't go watch this movie. Just, if you feel the urge, throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
Look at the theater and go, laters, baby.
Or don't. Just don't go.
Walk away. Oh, okay. We're still here. I forgot it does that.
That's what she said. Good night.
Laters, baby.
Don't go see it, you idiots.